Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. We are back with another interview. It's your boy Duno's World. We all know Jumpers, so make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And we got the homie, Fat Guapa. How you doing, brother?
What's up with it?
Chillin', fool?
Yeah, just kidding.
How was the drive?
I'm fucking mission.
So, Fat Guapa, let them know where you're from. Let them know what city you're from.
I'm from
what body are you from? All that. Tell us all about everything. Tell us your ethnicity and everything.
I'm from Indio, California, Coachella Valley.
So how is it growing up in Indio, California?
It's hot.
Hot as...
Drama. It's cool.
Tell us about your upbringing. Like, how was it? Was mom and pops around? How was the siblings? How was the grandma, the families? Tell us a little bit about your history.
I mean, my grandma kind of raised me, you know?
Okay.
And my homie's grandma kind of raised me.
Wow.
So I was like, I was just...
You were bouncing around from house to house?
Yeah, pretty much. My mom moved to Imperial Valley when I was young, and... my dad was always in and out of prison, so I was out there for a minute. Shout out Calipat, Brawley, the whole VI. But yeah, I was just back and forth a lot.
And there was never a relationship. There's never a one time you lived with your mom, like fresh out the womb, were you already with grandma?
Yeah, pretty much.
So was there a reason for that, or just mom and dad were doing going through their own shit?
I mean, my mom was there, and then she wasn't there. She would come and go, you know what I mean? But yeah, my grandma was my mom and my dad for the most part, you know? And then like... there's a time where my other grandparents swooped us up, but you know, they left. Yeah. We got dropped back off at the crack house.
At the crack house? Damn.
Nah, I'm just talking shit, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
And then what's the relationship with mom's now?
We're cool. She's good. We straight. My mom's good.
Okay. Did it ever affect you that she wasn't around? Like, was that kind of like the big reason why you kind of went through a lot, I guess you could say, like as a young kid?
I guess as a kid it did, but I mean, even though like my mom was on drugs or whatever, yeah. Like I always had I guess you could say like I always had love. I mean, at the time it was like, you know, you want your mom or whatever, but yeah. I mean, I had other people in my life like, my homie Beaver's fucking mom is Tia and all that. Yeah. Shout out my Tia Elo and all the Diaz's.
For that's the one I went to the house?
Which one?
When I pulled up and you took me to the house, I had the pool and everything.
Yeah, that's my Tia Elo. That's her house.
That's fire. That's
home. The one in Coachella, my Tia Vero, that's her sister.
Okay. Yeah, that's beautiful home.
That's my primo Artie's mom.
Okay, so they're not even blood.
Yeah, no.
And then
shit.
They took
But
you.
I've been around them since day one, so I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember when we got there, there was like, you know, why are you leaving? Because you were going to drop me off.
Yeah.
And what was the,
This fool busted a big-ass mission to kick it with some bitches.
That's true. Let's not talk about it. I mean, we could talk about it. I literally was
you in a relationship? Yeah,
nah. I was back then, but I was in San Francisco kicking in. And then I'm like, Guapo. I'm like, my little bitch has got a house in Palm Springs. And he's like, I'm going to get you a flight. Come hang out with me. And I literally, like 30 minutes before the flight, I caught an Uber from the Empire Studios. And I hopped on a plane. First time on a plane, shout out Guapo. He put me on a plane, no cap. And I was on a plane for about 45 minutes to an hour. And then I got to Palm Springs and he picked me up. That was the first airports ever were the one in San Francisco and the one in Palm Springs. So it wasn't even LAX.
They ran this fool out of San Jose.
Never. I was in the Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I was in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the, was there ever a time where like you kind of like, like your mom tried to come get you and you were like, nah, I'm not going with you because I know you're leaving again type shit?
Nah, I mean, so like when I was a kid, I was like with my grandparents or like my mom, my grandma, my mom's mom, my grandma. So my mom, like, So like my mom lived with my grandma too, but she was just never there.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Also, your mom's. So you technically live with your
my grandma,
your grandma and your mom, but your mom was just out doing what she do.
Yeah, pretty much. Like.
Okay. Okay. And then was there ever a time where you?
I hope you don't see this shit.
Was there ever a time where you were seeing her on drugs or something? Because I know when my dad would be on drugs, it was never like, you don't question it, but you're kind of like, damn, like this shit not gonna end good type shit.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, you know how it is. Food, yeah, like, yeah. You can't help nobody that don't want to be helped. You could do whatever you want. You could try all you want, but at the end of the day, it's up to that individual to like stand up and be like, you know what, I gotta fix what I got going on.
Yeah, gotta fix what I got going on. When did he start getting into the street shit? Like, when was it, like, when do you feel like, okay, this is my family, this block is my family, this hood is my family, this is what I want to do? I mean, not what you wanted, but obviously, you know what I mean?
I never looked at it like that. I mean, I don't even look at it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look at it like no street shit. Like, the way I look at it is like, fucking, that's my boy. Like, I know these are my homies that I grew up with. This is my day ones. Like, I fucking, I mean, like, I used to borrow this for skateboard. Like, you mean we used to fuck each other? I used to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fucking, when did you, what was your first reality check? Obviously, you were already going through that as a kid with your mom being on drugs and stuff. But what was your first reality check where you were like, damn, this street shit is no fucking joke? Like, this shit ain't the movies, you know what I mean?
I think, I was coming home from work one day, and
so where were you working at?
At Lowe's. Yeah. I was coming home from work. I went home, chilled. All the homies were already there because at the time, I mean, I live with my peoples, and so I'm like barely turned 18, maybe.
Oh, okay, fresh 18.
Maybe 18, late. I don't remember. You know, it was like August, so I probably was like 18, 19.
Okay.
But I was chilling. I went inside. I was in my. I had taken off my shoes because I remember I stepped on a piece of glass. I went inside, put on some fucking some shoes, came back out, kicking it. I'm with my little primo, and his mom went to go get us some blunt wraps. And
chilling. Damn, Indio grind, man. Yeah. My mom went to go get the blunt wraps.
Yeah. And fucking little Mikey, fucking so like, I don't know, maybe like 10 minutes later, some car pulls up, but we're not thinking much of it. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking. So I start walking up to the fucking car. Then some fool pops out. Boom. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Time to go.
Damn. And then is that when you got shot?
Like, I got the first time. Like, yeah, second time. All right. Something like that.
Fuck, that's where you got the zipper?
I got hit in the chest.
Oh, you got that? That's when you got hit in the chest?
Yeah, I got hit in the chest.
Oh, damn. And right away, were you like, at the moment, you didn't feel it because of the adrenaline rush, or you like fell? Boom. And what was the situation like?
I think I dropped, but I didn't realize nothing.
Oh, you didn't realize you got shot?
No, I didn't. No. I just dropped because, like, I'm like, oh, shit. So, yeah. Like, you know, when you see a flash, it's like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Take off. So I think I picked myself up. I took off running. And then by the time I got inside, I was ready looking for the other homie because everybody's screaming and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think I slipped in the kitchen. I got up and there was blood everywhere. I'm like, what the hell? Like, where'd that come from? And I looked at my chest. And I was like, loop, 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 loop.
Damn, what size bullet was it? You remember?
This is a little buckshot.
A little buckshot, like a little deuce type shit?
Nah, like, I don't know, like, it's probably like the size of like a 3.
Damn, and when you were in the hospital, you're like, damn, I just got shot for this street shit.
I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest. I probably thought I was fucking, oh yeah, I'm a badass motherfucker, you know, like, you know, but I don't know what I mean. I guess that around that time, maybe like, fuck, you know.
And then,
but I mean, I like.
Because you've been shot several other times after that.
A couple times.
When'd you get the zipper?
2018.
Oh, so not too long ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn, man. What was that experience like? You don't got to give us too much details because, you know, whatever situation is, but whatever you feel like you can share, if you can share with us.
Yeah, nah, I'm just fucking, this is just fucking, that was a life changer, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Rest in peace, my bro, Jay.
Okay. I was gonna ask you about that. I know me and you have talked about off camera, but like losing like a best friend. What was that like? Like losing somebody? Cause you saw him. He died right next to you, right? Technically.
Yeah, in the hospital later, but we got shot together.
And was that kind of like a life changer to you? Or I mean, obviously it was. Obviously, you're losing a best friend, but like knowing that he was right next to you when it happened?
I would. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was my boy. Dog. He was a solid. He was probably one of the most solid people, friends I've ever had. You know, like, that fool. Dog.
And when you found out he died, were you going through surgery or you found out till like after and stuff like that?
I found out when I woke up.
Oh, okay.
I think I already went through surgery when I woke up and that shit.
That's the shit that kind of was like, fuck.
It still bothers me. I mean, fuck. Yeah. I mean, I'm never probably gonna get over that. Like,
yeah.
That was my road dog and fucking.
Was that the one that kind of got you into the game, like the music and doing clothing and shit?
No, I was ready to fucking around, but like I wasn't taking shit serious. And then
I know you had talked to me that you went on a couple tours before, right?
Yeah.
For who'd you go on tour with?
TF.
TF.
You went TF on tour with Currency.
Oh wow! And that was before you got shot in the zip.
That was like a couple months after, but before I went, I did like the little. Before that, I did like the documentary two tour shit. I just did like a couple shows with fucking New Jersey Devil and at the Observatory. And
damn, how'd you get tapped in with all of them? Like, cause you being from India, this is my city. So
well, I mean, I've been a fan of like
For the rap game.
Yes, my whole life, but. Like New Jersey Devil, I had tapped in with him because he hosted my first mixtape.
Wow.
And then after that, it was cool. He showed me some love and I hit him up, pull up, you know.
And then you were performing there from there?
No, I mean, I did like the shout out to House Productions out of Santa Ana Droops because he low key put me on like
fire. Shout out to
Droops. Yeah, Droops would always like let me open up, you know what I mean, shit like that. Yeah. I go backstage, like yeah, I got a lot of network opportunity because of Droops, and then like I met Richie Kid, and I would always be around Richie Kid and them, so I got to network through them too, you know.
Fire, and then from there, you went back to the kind of the street shit because obviously
I mean,
you were always
I was partying, dog. I thought that shit lasts forever, yeah. And it was gonna be, you know what I mean. I didn't give a fuck about nothing. Like I was looking at life like, yeah, fuck it, tomorrow's whatever. You mean like,
yeah,
you know what it is, fool. When you're in the mix, fool, it's like,
yeah, nothing's ever promised.
Yeah, I was just chilling, getting fucked up every day.
Yeah, because you don't drink or smoke now.
I haven't drank or smoked since 2018.
Dude, I can't imagine you drunk. Like, yeah. I've known you for about, what, 2 years? A year and a half?
Two, three.
This fool, we cannot convince him to smoke. I mean, because when you met me, I didn't smoke or drink either. I drink now. I stopped drinking kind of for the same reason my homies had passed away, but... For you not to drink and smoke for 4 years and what you're doing, the food you're around is like, fuck. And then after you getting shot and your best friend passing away, you went on the tour with TF and Currency.
Yeah.
And for how'd you meet them? You met them through the same.
No, kind TF, of same TF, shit. TF, that low key TF, that's my boy, like that was family. You know what? Jay Worthy did a show in Palm Springs and I met TF through them.
Oh, Jay Worthy did a show in Palm Springs.
Jay Worthy brought TF with him to Palm Springs, and then me and TF would chop it up, and then I don't know, that shit just, hey, what's up, fool, pull up, I'm there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, yeah, shout out TF, that fool put me on.
Hell yeah, and then from there, the rap shit just started, like you started taking it a little more serious, tapping in a little more?
Yeah, I started falling in love with that shit over again. I was right there, like, fucking the studio, like, fucking 5 days a week, 12-hour sessions.
And this was like 2020, 2021?
The beginning of 2019.
Okay, and then?
Because I think we went on, the playoff run tour was like September or some shit. I went with TF all the way, and then we went at I went to Atlanta with them. It was cool.
What was TF, though? Was the New Jersey Devil tour smaller than this
team? They went everywhere, but I only did like the local shit.
Like California?
I just did like the shit I could make it over there on a take a gas type shit, you know?
Oh, okay. So you weren't really flying and shit?
Hell no.
So was Atlanta the first city that you flew to?
Yeah.
Or you drove there? You flew there?
Nah. You know, it's crazy. I think that was like my second time on an airplane, and I booked through Skip Lags, so it's like a... You know, it's like a website, and they get you cheaper tickets, whatever. So I guess my destination was not Atlanta. My destination was like fucking Buffalo, New York, right?
Which is how far is that from Atlanta?
Man, that's crazy, fool. Cause, so I missed my flight. I missed my flight.
The one to Buffalo, New York.
So I missed my flight to Atlanta.
To Atlanta.
So Atlanta was a connecting flight. So pretty much it was the ticket was cheaper. So you just get off in Atlanta, right? So when I missed my flight, they booked me a new flight to my destination. That was Buffalo. So when I'm getting off the plane, I'm looking at him like, what the fuck? This ain't Atlanta.
So then what happened? What'd you do?
Fool, it was crazy. I didn't have no money, fool. I think I had like, I didn't even have a debit card at that time, fool.
All cash?
I was thugging it out, fool. Yeah. So I'm right there. I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get out of here? Like, so I'm calling. The only one picking up is my homie, Moni. So Monico, I call him. I'm like, hey, fool, you think you booked me a flight? So this fool, no questions asked. Homie just booked me a flight. So I had to sleep there for like, fuck. 6 hours, maybe like 12 hours. I don't remember, but
where at the Buffalo, New York airport?
Yeah, so I was right there, and then I flew to Atlanta. I got there like at 6 o'clock the next morning, and then I think J Tino sent me a taxi from the airport to the Airbnb, and it was cool.
Damn,
I missed my performance though.
Oh, so you didn't get to perform?
Nah, we went to AK, what's it called? Fucking ATC or whatever. I don't know, some Atlanta like festival or whatever. So yeah, I was to do my mixtapes house or some shit, and I missed my performance.
Damn, so what'd you do? You just stuck that out with TF and them?
Yeah, it was cool.
You were just kicking it?
Yeah, it was cool, fool. I had a good time.
So how'd you get back to Los Angeles?
I flew.
You flew?
Yeah.
Oh, so then you had already had the ticket,
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I flew home, but what happened was I missed my flight, so it redirected me and I ended up over there.
Okay, and then how'd you start tapping in more with LA? Because I knew you were tapping in. Obviously, you're tapping in with LA, but how'd you start finally like getting connected and meeting other people out here?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, shit. Like most homies I fuck with, I mean, it was off the natch, you know, like genuine love. So I don't know. I'll be at the studio kicking in. I mean, we just tap in with each other, you know.
And being from a city like Indio, is there a lot that you have to deal with in a sense to where like? I know people make it there, but like something you're doing, you're kind of more like in a public eye. Like, have you dealt with a lot of bullshit? Like,
oh yeah, always.
Like fools don't fuck with you no more because you don't bring them to LA or shit like that.
Nah.
But not.
I don't feel like it's that at all. Like, if anything, it's the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I show love to everybody, especially like if you're from the valley. Like, we don't have a platform. We never had a platform. Like,
yeah.
I think that like. Most people only know I'm not saying like in general, but like you hear about the city but like negative shit or like boxing or Coachella Fest, you know what I'm saying?
Cause
we got like a big platform for boxing and shit.
Yeah, you were just tapping in. What was the girl's name?
Oh, Jocelyn Camarillo. She's 17. She's a 2-time national champion. Shout out Grant Flores. Shout out Ruby Rodriguez.
Okay,
shout out
training.
Baby Rodriguez. Yeah, shout out Manny Flores. Yeah. And shout out El Torito.
Fucking talking about
him. That fool. Hey, dog, look him up.
I'm if you have to send me his shit when we done with the interview.
8 years old.
Yeah.
That fool ripped.
Oh, socky little shit? Ass.
Yeah, that's my future body.
I'm just kidding. I'm picking his little ass up. You about to sock me in my nuts. It's over with, huh?
You got an uppercut.
Hey, for being from Coachella, were you fools ever like, damn, let's go rob the white people at the festival? Don't lie either, fool. Allegedly.
No comment.
You ever saw white people and you were like,
don't park over here.
Don't park over here. Yeah. And did it ever suck that like your city? I mean, obviously you guys know what your city's about. Like as an outsider, like honestly, I never knew about Indio, California until I met you. And I mean, I'm not saying it in a bad thing, but I'm saying like when I heard about it, I was like, damn, this shit.
See, I put us on.
Yeah, I went over there. That shit was grimy like a month. You took me to that weak ass restaurant. That shit.
Bob's Sweet Kitchen is.
That shit is weak, boy.
If you guys are ever in the valley, go to Bob's Sweet Kitchen. Chili cheese fries.
That shit sucks and it's next to nothing.
This fool eats fucking. What's your fucking shit over here? Fucking
King, Chipotle. I eat
King
Chipotle.
King Taco.
I don't eat King Taco.
That shit diarrhea.
Bro, that shit gave me diarrhea. Them chili cheese fries that you super supposedly recommended were some of the best to ever in California. That shit was weak.
Deluxe taquitos. You fucked up and ordered some nasty shit.
And then, how'd you start managing for Wolf first? How'd you meet Little Weirdo and Lil Maro and them?
Weirdo, Tino.
Okay, so how'd you meet Weirdo?
Weirdo fucking, his mom is my OG.
His mom is your OG?
Yeah.
What was that situation like? Like who tapped somebody at the top of your
No. Like, She, no. So pretty much I had her on social media. And then, so the first time I ever seen Weirdo, that fool was like a little ass kid. And like the first picture I ever seen of him, he was behind the window. So that fool was locked up like all the time.
And in juvenile hall.
Yeah, he's always in juvenile hall. Like she always put like, you know, like her little visits with him and shit. So him and Nufo, recipes, Nufo, fucking, shout out Shy Girl. That's his mom and shit. Fucking. Yeah, and also I would always see, so I would see him on social media all the time, like, and then I seen one time the San Diego freshman's, like, he starting to rap and shit, and then I tapped in with him, like, what's up, fool? And then, the love is genuine, fool, that's family to me, you know?
Yeah, fuck
and, that's shit, I mean, fucking, fuck the music shit, that's my brother, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How'd you guys first meet, though? Like, what was the situation like when you guys first, like, met in person? Because obviously you knew of him because of your older homegirl, but like, how did he first tap in with you and was like,
we always chop it up on social media.
On the gram?
I remember, fool, low key. I actually might have been at a Jay Worthy show too, low key. I think that was probably the second time I met up with him in person, but that show, so we went out and Mitchie Slick pulled up too and shit. Okay. She was cool, yeah, but Weirdo performed and shit.
And then that was in San Diego or in Palm Springs?
No, it's Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Oh, and then you pulled up. Kind of just to tap in, show love.
Yeah, no, I brought him out on my set.
Oh, okay, fire.
Yeah, because at the time I was rapping too, so.
Yeah,
but.
and then fucking Lil Mario, how'd you be Lil Mario?
Through Weirdo,
and yeah. What was that situation like? You being like, hey, I'm down to manage you guys, what's up?
Nah, it just happened. It wasn't like something talked about or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're always together, you know? Mm-hmm. It's family, food, like, everyone around us is family, food. Ain't they didn't know, like, oh, that's like, like the bond, that shit. I wouldn't even manage somebody that I wouldn't fuck with.
Yeah,
like
on fuck with.
Personal level, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's just family food. Like, Maro's like my little brother food. Weirdo's my brother food, you know?
Yeah, and then, managing artists that are not, they're family, but that you're not always with, that you can't always be with 24/7 just because you guys are from different cities. Is it kind of, could it be a little difficult? Like, fuck, I gotta go drive all the way to San Diego.
Nah, not really. I mean, even though like, so sometimes I'm like 2 hours away, food, but we're on the phone all day, getting shit done. We're like, I see him every week. But I mean, we used to live together, fucking the Player My Mansion.
Yeah, I never got to visit the Player My Mansion.
Yeah, good thing you would have caught some.
I would have caught some SDs or some shit.
That shit was dirty. I was just fucking around.
Why he was giving everybody SDs over there?
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Young Eyes, dog. Damn, I ain't gonna lie, dog. Young Eyes, I seen him pull some bitches, fool. And low key.
I like, seen Young Eyes. I heard
it. Bro, I never knew. I was like this.
I heard he sharked Weirdo ones on a bitch.
Bro. Young Eyes, the boy, fool. I just didn't know he had game like that.
Yeah, he did like, it. Why he a little ugly?
He a little ugly ass dude, bro.
And managing them now, I know Little Maro signed.
Yeah.
Who's he signed to?
Geffen. Universal.
Universal.
Interscope.
And that's under.
Same shit.
So it's kind of like a branch off Interscope. And
yeah.
And for how did that deal come through? And
well, Simple Stupid. He signed a Simple Stupid. That's a branch off of Interscope.
Okay. And then how'd you guys get plugged in with Simple Stupid and stuff like that?
I know they tapped in with us.
And they were just like, hey, we needed to.
Zeke was a big fan of Maro and put it together and shout out Flossie, the boss. Got it done, you know?
And what was his reaction? Like, obviously, a kid from San Diego. I mean, him and Lil Weird are probably the only ones that are probably getting crazy.
I mean, he didn't really have a big reaction. I think Maro knows how great he is. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Weirdo does too. But Weirdo wants to stay on the independent side. Mm-hmm. Weirdo, I
heard this shit. Hold on a minute. I know where you're going with this. I seen the Thomas Terrell interview.
He's not capping.
So somebody...
Yeah, he's not capping. Weirdo don't lie, fool. Like,
I'm not saying he's a liar. That's my brother.
No, I'm just saying this like for everybody watching. Like, we don't got to lie, fool. Like, you know, we don't clout chase none of that weird
shit. So who offered him $1 million?
I'm not going to say, but... No. It wasn't $1 million, though.
It was more.
It was
talk about it.
It was close to $3 million, but the situation...
And how they reach out, they just slid in the ground like, hey, Weirdo, we got...
No, they can't correct.
They had like a meeting. You guys set up like a meeting?
Yeah, but I mean, look, it was cool, you know, but like, it just, at the time, I mean... It didn't make sense, bro. Like, if it didn't make sense, he's eating food, like, believe
no,
it.
No, no, no.
He's eating good food, like, we're those little tight ass, but he's eating good, you know? Yeah. So it's not a situation where, like, oh, fuck, we got to sign.
We got to, yeah, yeah, I get what
we need saying. This shit. Like, nah, we're straight. We with or without a deal. So right now, he just wants to thug it out as long as he can until he gets to a point where, you know, you can't do something without a major label's backing because it's just a loan at the end of the day, so.
What was,
excuse me.
Was there a reason why Little Mauro didn't stay independent, or they like, or it was just they're two different artists, and they
had a good, he was happy with his situation, so I mean that's what he did, you know. Mauro got a good situation. It was just, everybody's different, you know what I mean? Like everybody wants to work different, like so. Yeah, Mauro's situation is cool, you know.
How are you able? Because I know you. I know it's just not Little Mauro, a little weird. I know there's a lot of other branches, like fucking Young Rich.
Oh yeah, shout out like, Young Rich.
And then I know you help like kind of Sethi sometimes.
Shout out Sethi Smack.
Yeah, and all that.
Little Demon, Little Yogi.
Yeah, how do you deal with different personalities?
Big Temps.
And you're one person.
Nah, I mean, fool, it's like, all of us click like brothers.
No, I've been there.
It's not hard to like individually manage. Like, it's like, look at this, what we're doing today. Like, boom, bro, got an interview. Boom, we're all pulling up. Hey, bro, got a video shoot. We're all doing this. Boom. Uh-huh. And like a lot of the time, like everybody has different shit that's going on in their life. So sometimes Sethi's out of town. Like, I don't know, like Sethi's on vacation. Like, 24 fucking seven.
Yeah. Shout out Sethi. He just got off the tour with Bravo the Back Chaser.
Yeah, shout out Sethi Smack, man. Bro's fucking the real deal. Yeah, fool, like even Rich. Rich likes to play sports, bro. So he takes off. Like sometimes he can't go to this and that because he coaches basketball and shit.
Yeah.
Him and Sethi actually are coaches for the youth and shit.
That's so fire, which is dope.
A lot of people don't know that, but yeah, like they do a lot of like, you know.
For the community, kind of like.
A lot, yeah. Yeah. Weirdo too, like they all go.
Weirdo don't coach no basketball. He weak at basketball.
Have you ever seen him play?
I'm balling Little Weirdo up at basketball, bro. That is my brother, and
we about to do this basketball game. Weirdo, the homies versus
Weirdo. Your little out. Ugly skinny ass is not balling me up, bro. I'm dunking on Weirdo. On a more serious note, what is some advice you gave Weirdo after Nifa passed away? Like, what is some advice you were like? Because I know it's
there ain't no fucking, there ain't no advice, bro. Like, this,
I mean, shit, what are some of the words of encouragement that were you like, obviously, because I mean,
you
you can't describe. I've never lost a brother. I mean, I have, like, my homies, but losing a blood brother, like, blood, like, mom, pops, and you guys are best
there's no
friend.
Advice you could give somebody in that situation. You just got to be there for them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, like, as much as it hurt me, food, like, that was his blood brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like as much as like I love Nufo and everybody loved Nufo, like at the end of the day, fool, that's his brother, fool. Like, mm-hmm. you know, nobody's feeling that pain more than his baby's mom, more than his mother, than his sisters, than his brother, you know what I mean? Like the only thing you could do is be there for them and just support it as much as you can, like mentally, you know what I mean? Like, cause at the end of the day, it's just a fucking, I don't know, like fucking. Yeah,
losing the butter is crazy.
Rest in peace, Nufo, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, RIP the guy.
That fool was gonna be big, bro. Like, yeah.
And one thing I liked about Nufo
was like one of the realest people I've ever met. Like, and you know, it just sucks that his life got cut short, dog, because he had so much shit ahead of him, bro. Like.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I can say about that is that one thing I liked about Nufo, and I think me and Weirdo, but he was always just doing this thing, even though a little Weirdo was who he was like, I still want to get this rap shit on my own. And you gotta salute that 100% because like it was never on some like, oh, my little brother's cracking, so I'm just like he was just doing shit. Like I seen him at shows and little Weirdo was there just supporting him. You know what I mean? And it was like, fuck, that's some real love shit because Nufo got booked on his own show. He was doing his own shit.
Yeah, he was doing his own shit. Nufo had his own platform. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Unless you really knew, then Nufo did everything like from the ground up. Food, like, he wanted it that way. Like, Nufo wanted to do what he was doing and build his own shit. Like, he didn't want nobody. You know, Nufo didn't need a handout. Fufu did everything that he got, he did himself. Like, and that's because he wanted that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that fool was real shit, fool. Like, I'm telling you, fool, that fool was a goat, bro.
Yeah, nah, and I know Little Weirdo's working on his project.
Oh yeah, that shit's that, fire.
That shit fire?
Yeah, everybody wait on that shit. That shit's gonna be crazy.
That's all. Have you heard some of the shit on it?
Food, Nufo was a fucking workhorse, bro. Nufo was in the studio working every day. If Nufo was recording, he was doing video every day. He was doing something like productive, you know. Yeah. He didn't waste no time, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Nah, that's just crazy. I remember when he passed away, it was like, yeah. I know it was a hard time for Weirdo and shit. I remember sending him a message, but I know he was going through what he was going through and shit. But since then, we've talked, and he's like, you know, you could tell he's, you feel me? Like, he's on the right path working, because fucking Weirdo's a fucking workhorse, too. Like, them fools don't work, Lil Mar. I feel like you feel they're always moving and moving. Yeah, we, like, as a team,
we try to stay consistent, yeah, keep it going. You mean, if we're not doing nothing productive, then, we work so hard, fool, like, we take little family trips. Like, I think we're about to go to Tahoe just to get away. Like, everybody, like, boom, we're all going to go, and we all stay. Like,
nah, I've done a gang of shit with you guys.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, Duno's an asshole.
Yeah, and why am I an asshole? Fuck you, first of all. Okay, let's talk about this Vegas thing. Let's talk about this Vegas thing.
No.
Talk about Vegas. I was at a show, and fucking Guapo was mad at me, and he was like, so I told Guapo, pick me up. But then I told him, I'm like, Guapo, wait, I want to see. The artist was I was going to perform with Blast. Shout out Blast. You feel me? I've never seen
Wayne. Before I picked you up from there.
I know, but then he was like, fuck you, Duno. Don't fucking talk to me no more. And I was like, dude, Guapo. I was like, give me like 20 minutes. I just want to see Blast perform.
We had a gang of shit we were doing, and this motherfucker made me stop what I was doing. This fucking dick, Cali, this fucking asshole made me pick him up. And I'm running late to what we had planned. So, anyways, I picked him up.
And then I got mad and I got off the car at the 7-Eleven. I was like, fuck you, Guapo. I hate you. And then I got off the car and I called the Uber to another show with just fucking
Y. You're rich, huh?
And Y.
Man, fuck them. Fuck Young Rich and fuck Y.
And we were thugging.
Fuck Duno.
And we were in a... Yeah, we were in a situation we're not going to talk about, but don't say it.
He's a dick, fool. Just put it that way, though.
And then why that's
shout
like,
out my boy T, though.
Yeah, and then
motherfucker can't pick me up.
And then why that's just like, hey, fool, it's only three of us. I was like, and then we got the nerdy at that say, why? And bro, we were just dying, but overall it was a good time. We ended up linking with Guapo, and then we walked around. Shout out, we were also with Ocho.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're with Ocho.
Shout out Ocho.
Yeah, we're cruising around. We're just walking, getting drunk, chopping it up.
I was tired.
Yeah, you were burned out.
These motherfuckers made me walk around the strip. I don't drink, so I go to Vegas. I go to relax. These fools try to force me to walk fucking the strip. And
we told him to get the wheelchair. Nah, he's like, I'm not getting a wheelchair,
I don't
fool.
Need a wheelchair.
And I'm like, Guapo, we'll push you around, fool. And if I get tired, I can just sit on your lap. And he's like, fool, I'm not getting a wheelchair. Fuck you. And then I was like, fool, well, what are we supposed to do? I'm not going to sit in the hotel room with you all day, fool. Like, I'm trying to walk around.
I was chilling by myself, enjoying myself. Just chilling, watching TV, AC cranked.
And then that day, you flaked on us earlier in the day. Remember when we went to the water park, it was me, Baby Weirdo.
I was sleeping, fool.
No, you were like, people don't know, but Guapo has an agenda. He goes by an agenda, which is, you salute that because people are on time. But Guapo also forgets that he's managing a bunch of fucking little rock stars. And fool, like, we don't want to sit in the room with you. Like, we're trying to go do some stupid shit. So we're all chilling. They're like, okay, we're in Vegas. We're on to meet up. Hey.
Oh, I was at Denny's.
And see?
Yeah, I went to Denny's with Inky.
You chose Denny's over the water park.
I don't remember food, to be honest.
There was chicken tenders at fucking the water park. Yes. And then we even did the little...
Wait, I'm trying to remember. That was the last day we were in Vegas?
No, the day... Oh, was it? Yeah. It was the last day? But yeah. It was hot. It was like
100. It was hot as fuck. I was at Denny's.
And then he was
I remember because I met up with Inky Boy and I had a milkshake.
Yeah, and you're like, fool, I'm not going to this water park. And Little Weirdo was like, well, I'm going to go with Duno and them. So we all went, which is a fun water park. But then he was mad at us because we want to go have fun like little ass kids we are. You guys got to think about it.
Annoying as fuck. Fool, we're up at like 6 in the morning. and oh, fuck. I didn't want to say it because kind of. Yeah, just some dumb ass. It was fucking stupid. We're just kicking it, doing dumb shit.
Yeah, it's me, Rich, Baby Weirdo, and I think why, and then they're like, fool, Fatas doesn't want to go to the water park. And I'm like, fool, we got to figure out this water park situation.
Hey, well, I went to the water park last week. It's just cracking.
That shit was wild cracking. Wait, yeah. When you go to the one in Vegas?
Nah, where were we at? We're in Peoria.
I don't know what
We went to Arizona with the family and shit last week. So
okay. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was cracking.
You're in love now, fool.
Who?
You.
Who?
With your girl.
Who's that?
Oh, you not claiming?
No, I'm just kidding. She's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah, she is. How did it feel now, bro? I feel like since I met you, you've calmed down a lot, bro. I feel like you were going through so much. And I feel like you found somebody that fucking could deal with your shit. Because you're a lot, fool. This will be...
My girl is toxic.
Yeah?
Nah, she ain't that bad. She's cool. She's my balance, bro.
Like, yeah, 100%. I 100% believe that. What is that? Oh, that's the fucking ambulance? I was like, what the fuck? So, man, what y'all got going on? What's coming out soon? I need some of the secrets that are in the vault for music-wise when it comes to Little Weirdo.
You're going on tour with us, no?
Oh, you guys are doing a tour that they didn't want to pay me for. Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, shout out No Label Tour.
Okay, yeah. Hey,
we need to book Duno ASAP.
Okay, so what's the tour looking like? Who's going on the tour and what's the situation like?
There's a lot of special guests coming out, you know, but...
But who's on this tour? Who's a...
Weirdo Sethi, Maru, and Young Rich.
Okay, fire.
Little Yogi, Little Demon, Big Champs, I'm bringing them all out.
Okay.
Hopefully the homie Nutcase comes home.
Yeah, free Nutcase, yeah.
And free Angel Man, free all the homies, food, free all the ruins.
And on this tour, what city y'all hitting? So you can look it up if you want. Look it up.
Albuquerque, Salt Lake. I think we're going to Arizona. We're definitely doing San Diego sometime along the tour. I got a burp, but
I still haven't gone to a Little Weirdo show. I heard the ones in San Diego are next level.
Cracky.
That's what I heard, but I still haven't gone.
I got a, cracking.
Yeah. Tell me a story.
I can't.
Fool, it's the past, fool.
She's right there.
It's the past,
she's
fool.
She's watching me.
It's okay. Just talk about it.
It's cracking.
You're scary, fool.
It's cracking.
Big ass, badass. Scared of your girl.
Cracking.
But on this tour, so, fuck, how'd y'all connect with the No Label Tour and all that?
Enos hit me up. Edgar, fucking.
So he's the one that runs the tour?
Yeah. He's cool, fool. Good people, him and Trill, yeah.
Okay, and then how'd y'all connect? What was the one that made it happen?
Nah, I mean, we had a bunch of disagreements at the beginning. We were trying to, like...
Like, figure out numbers and shit?
Nah, not just that. Like, just, like, you know, just different shit. So, but we ended up working it out, and it's happening. So, everybody tap in. Eventbrite, we going up.
Hell yeah. I was going to tell you, do you always think about your other artists when a play comes for one artist? So, like, let's say Lil Mario gets... a feature, right, from a big artist.
Yeah.
Would you automatically recommend Lil Mario to put Lil Weirdo on it, or you let them decide? I mean, obviously, you just help.
I mean, say Weirdo's in the studio with so and so, like, yeah. We all go and Weirdo or the Mario, they both work, like, you know, it's just whatever happens naturally. So sometimes it just happens, or someone else jumps on some shit, or it just nothing happens unnatural. Nothing's forced. So, like, say we're in the studio and it goes together. You know what I mean?
But if it doesn't, then let's scratch it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking on this, I know Little Mario dropping the tape. What are some of the features on this tape? Fool, just give me one, fool.
Phoenix.
Fire. I seen
Cypress.
The preview.
Shout out Cypress Moreno. Because, low key, Cypress is the. He's a playmaker.
Yeah, Cypress is a big playmaker. People don't understand that. It's,
like
Cypress goes hella underrated in the West Coast. I think a lot of shit comes.
I don't even know how to start. Like,
speak on it.
Yeah, like Cypress is, he has a big part in a lot of things, dog. And,
Cypress has,
if it wasn't for Cypress, fucking, yeah, dog, I appreciate Cypress. That's a good dude. And he made a lot of shit happen for a lot of people. And I'd rather give him his flowers while he's here because... Yeah, Cypress is a GOAT.
Nah, yeah.
He's super underrated and appreciated. So, you know?
Cypress is, real quick, Rand. Cypress is the reason I'm kind of like in this whole thing, bro. Meeting rappers, being from the Ruchis to the One Takes to the Shorelines when I'm in Phoenix, going to shows. When I met Cali, I actually met him at a Cypress event. Cypress had a thing with Red Bull at the Mayan, and he tied me in. I think me and you kind of met through Cypress too, right?
Yeah, Cypress or Cali.
I think Cali was like, Guapo works at the Z-Room too.
I think this will try to get us to do a reggaeton record together.
Oh, no, Spanish. Cypress.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't miss you rapping.
No, I don't.
You don't miss rapping?
I mean, I love music and shit, but it's just like...
But you feel like managing is your...
Yeah, like either that or like, pretty much. I mean, I don't even feel like I'm... I just, do it. Like, we just get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, man, Guapo, this was probably one of my best interviews, you know, being able to talk to you. Obviously, because I know you on a personal level. You feel me? But you're fucking fat. I hate you.
You're a fucking bitch.
What are some shit you got coming out? Talk about it. I know we talked about the tour, the Lil Morrow tape, the new full tape. But anything else you got working with the other artists like Young Rich and like Shetty and shit like that?
Yeah, Sethy about to drop some shit. Rich about to drop too, but yeah, we got a lot of shit coming, fool. I just really don't want to speak on a lot of things.
Just give me one. Give me one good one.
Lil Demon about to drop some crazy shit.
Shout out Lil Demon from motherfucking Desert Hot Springs. You feel me? That's the guy.
And I got an Angel Main tape coming, fool.
Okay.
Free Angel Main. I got some hard shit. I put it together, me and Weirdo. And we got some shit. Free True Chubby, his shit just dropped. Big Temps just dropped last Friday.
How's their cases looking? You think they coming home?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, then, yeah, man. We appreciate
Free
you.
Free Melly.
Yes, sir. This motherfucking No Jumper. This Fat Guapo. Make sure you tap in, like, comment, subscribe. Press the link in the bio. Friday Info. Bow.